Now, Adnan Nevic was born in Bosnia. He was declared the 6 billionth person on the planet by the United Nations, no less. Well, now the UN has declared that the 7 billionth is about to be born at the end of this month, in fact. So, how old is Adnan? And how long did it take to add another billion to our population?
Adnan is on Facebook, and he's only 12 years old, which throws up a few big issues. If the population grows at that speed, can we feed the world? Will we just use up our resources? Should we somehow arrest that population increase? In 1923, for example, there were less than 2 billion people. Now, there's going to be 7. Now, I mentioned 1923 because that's when Carl Gerassi was born, the man who went on to help invent the contraceptive pill. So what did he think of the arrival of the 7 billionth? Cause for hope or fear?
Well, of course, it's a mixed bag, but because it depends where you live and what you're talking about. See, I divide the world very differently from other people. Talk about poor and rich, developed, underdeveloped, industrialized, agricultural. I invariably say we have to address it as geriatric countries and pediatric countries. And Europe, Japan, and beginningly the United States, only beginningly because of its heavy immigration yet, are geriatric countries. A number of the countries have already 20% of the population above 65. Japan will have maybe 40% within your lifetime, let's say 2050. And then you have other countries, and the other horror scenarios, if you want to call it, will be Nigeria, Pakistan, Ethiopia,
these
Bangladesh,
are pediatric
and so on,
countries in your
pediatric
term.
Countries, where, for instance, Nigeria is likely within, by, you know, 2040, 50, the population of the United States has now. Now, what's wrong about this? Well, of course, their infrastructure, their entire economy, their political structure, everything else is really not geared for that. So you have, on the one hand, a world which is declining because the geriatric countries do not reproduce themselves anymore. In Europe, you have an average of 1.5 children per family. You need 2.1 to reproduce yourself. So there they talk about conception, whereas in the other part of the world you talk about contraception. And both of them, of course, have problems. So you see, to tell a European that, you know, it's horrible, we're going to do something about reducing the population, well, they'll tell you, listen, we're probably not going to survive. The worst example, incidentally, interesting, it's a country I know and lived at one time, is Bulgaria. Bulgaria, of all the countries in the world, has the most rapid decrease. Estimates are that by 2050 they'll have lost 30 to 35% of its population. Well, there's no country that has this. The only other country outside of the former Soviet bloc is Swaziland, and that is primarily a reflection of AIDS.
So you can't talk about population change without talking about immigration.
You have to, in fact.
Because it's a population distribution as much as anything.
In fact, that is probably the theoretical, but only theoretical, the only solution. People say we need better birth control, we need more birth control, we need new methods of birth control. They're dreaming. They're dreaming because, first of all, the largest 20 largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, which is 95% of everything you have, really are not working in that field anymore. Male contraception, not a single one is working on this. On a female contraception, they're working on piddling modification of the pill. Well, you know, whether you need another pill is not really the answer. The answer is really not what I call contraceptive hardware, which are the methods that people use, like pill, IUDs, sterilization, abortion, and so on. The issues are software, and that is the key thing, and it is most important is the state of the women. You know,
so you mean social attitudes by
well,
that?
Social, public health, educational, religious, cultural, political, but not scientific.
And
that
where?
In the
so-called developing world?
Well, no. Actually, the entire world. And that's the interesting part. I told you there are two exceptions in Europe, where the two countries now managed to go above 2.1. Well, these are, interesting enough, France and a couple of Scandinavian countries. Why? Well, they're doing it really only through social issues. In France, particularly because they have generous financial support for people who have children, but most importantly, and that's dramatically illustrated in Scandinavia, they have adequate and very good and nearby child care facilities.
Carl Gerassi, the man, one of the men behind the contraceptive pill, reflecting on the imminent approach of the 7 billionth human on planet Earth.